AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Russian military says its Black Sea naval flagship caught fire and later sank while being towed to port. Ukraine officials say the Moskva, a guided missile cruiser, was hit by missiles fired from near Odessa. Either way, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says the loss of the ship is a huge, if temporary, setback for the Russians.
It's basically designed for air defense. That's what this ship is designed to do, not unlike our own cruisers. So it's going to have an impact on their capabilities, certainly in the near term. Whether it has an impact on their naval capabilities in the long term is just unclear right now.
Frank James is being held without bail in New York. He's charged with shooting and wounding 10 people inside a subway car and a station in Brooklyn. Mia Eisner-Greinberg is his attorney.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate. Mr. James is entitled to a fair trial, and we will ensure that he receives one.
James was arrested in Manhattan after calling a police tip line to say where he was. It seems Elon Musk doesn't want to be a Twitter board member. He wants the company. The billionaire offering $54.20 a share, $43 billion for the online platform. Wedbush analyst Dan Ives.
Musk single-handedly trying to buy Twitter was not in anyone's playbook going in 2022. But because of the freedom of speech issue, and it's become a divisive area that Musk has now inserted himself in, he's trying, as the richest person in the world, to basically own Twitter.
Musk has had a public disagreement with Twitter on its restrictions against tweets that threaten violence, incite hatred, bully others, and spread misinformation. He wants to take it private and transform Twitter to fit his view as a free speech absolutist. Ives says he'll have to borrow against his stock in Tesla and SpaceX, while also attracting outside investors. This is AP News. Amid soaring inflation, retail sales rose modestly last month, but higher prices for food, gasoline, and other basics took a big bite out of consumers' wallets. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
It turns out the nearly 7% gain since March of last year is the smallest since the first year of the pandemic. One thing that will help to support retail sales here, though, is income tax refunds.
Retailers are keeping an eye on Russia's war with Ukraine and how it could weigh on consumer confidence and worsen inflation. Florida will soon ban abortions after 15 weeks. Governor Ron DeSantis signing a law that's part of the Republican push to restrict access to abortion ahead of a U.S. Supreme Court decision that could roll back a woman's right to abortion on demand, first declared nearly 50 years ago by the Supreme Court. A judge says a lawsuit brought by four death row inmates challenging South Carolina's execution methods can move forward. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.